T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This report was mandated by Congress in a law that went into effect at the end of last year, but the scientists at the National Academy of Sciences has actually started looking at this. So over a number of years, they put together this report and this summary of the science, and they found that the U.S. is producing about 42 million metric tons of plastic waste as of 2016 per year. That was almost twice as much as China and more than the entire European Union combined. It amounts to about, you know, just shy of 300 pounds of plastics per person per year.
And if you take a look at the fact that the United States has a third or less of the population of a country like China, it's just even more stark.
Yeah, proportionally, you know, the U.S. and Americans are the leaders in plastic waste. And, you know, the report found that a lot of that waste or a chunk of that waste is making its way into waterways and ultimately oceans.
How are other countries, you know, dealing with their plastic waste? What can we learn from other countries to reduce our amount of plastic waste?
I think the primary takeaway or recommendation that this report had was that the U.S. needs a national strategy for addressing plastic waste and plastic production. You know, currently in the U.S., recycling, trash collection, waste management happens at the local and municipal level. In other countries, there are national strategies and national approaches to some of those efforts. And so that was one of the major recommendations the report had. It also said that the U.S. doesn't have very good tracking or monitoring, so we don't really have a great sense of exactly what's happening, where and when. And so they say that's another major first step into figuring out where to go from here. And the law calls for a series of other reports to come out, within 2 years of last December. So about within the next year from now, there'll be a series of other reports on everything from derelict fishing gear to microfibers. So I think it appears to be a year of information on the plastics front.
So a lot of reports will come out about this. What then gets done actively to cut back on plastic waste?
That is unclear. So a few weeks ago, the EPA released its first ever national strategy on recycling, which called for, you know, a more circular economy approach to plastics and, you know, reuse, and recycling. But of course, the U.S. recycling rate is at, I think, 8.7%, just shy of 9%. So, you know, recycling is currently not an option that's working. And so I think that critics of that report said that really, you know, one of the root problems is our consumption of plastic in the first place, which is something that this report does say needs to be a priority.
You know, speaking about that, I know that over the past, couple of years, we've been hearing of national food chains who are trying to become more have more biodegradable, food containers, drink containers, also removing straws out of their facilities as well. Those small steps, is that enough, or what is it about the American people that we just don't understand how big of a deal it is and how easily we could be helping with reducing by just doing our part?
Well, I think this report made fairly clear that there are some states and areas that are leading the way on this. There's states, municipalities that have bag bans, plastic bag bans, or fees, or straws. So I don't think it's that people don't necessarily know or notice. I think it's, you know, having the impetus to take action. And I think the report made a point that, you know, coordination on a more national level would help drive some of that innovation and change. I think it is an issue that people seem to care about. The response that I get from stories about plastics and recycling is pretty strong. But, your point is well taken, that what are the next steps?
Yeah.
And I think, Senator Whitehouse in his statement, said he looks forward to the next steps, but it's also unclear you know, what those might be. But it is important to note that the law that produced this report was overwhelmingly bipartisan. It had, you know, Democratic and Republican co-sponsors. So it does seem that ocean protection and plastic waste does seem to be getting at least attention on both sides of the aisle. What that ultimately leads to, still to be seen.
This might be speculative because it's not necessarily in your story, but the petrochemical industry is the companies that are making this plastics. They can't be really happy about a report that comes out like this talking about waste.
Yeah, and so the American Chemistry Council, their exact response was, unfortunately, the report also suggests restricting plastic production to reduce marine debris. This is misguided and would lead to supply chain disruptions. And they also argue in their statement that it would raise the cost. So I think there is, you know, industry has been, there's plastics industry has been very promotional of the idea of recycling and the idea of reuse. I think they've pushed back harder on the idea of reducing plastics consumption in the first place. And there's also an ongoing conversation around what the industry calls advanced or chemical recycling, which environmental advocates say is essentially another form of incineration. The EPA is currently has an open comment period looking at what to do about chemical and advanced recycling. So there's a lot of open questions here, but definitely you're right that industry does push back on this idea that production needs to be curtailed in any way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.